Martinsville in Southside, Virginia has been struggling to recover from an economic crisis for decades. Now, a story by Paul Collins in the Martinsville Bulletin shows the depth to which another crisis has affected the city. A newly released federal database shows that in a recent six-year period, there were enough opioids prescribed in Martinsville to provide 242 doses for every resident. More information on that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. And David, it appears Martinsville was something of a trafficking center.
There was a doctor who set up shop there who started dispensing opioids for a two-year period. Every single patient he had was given controlled substances. Some of them would drive hundreds of miles to get them, which indicates that they were sold in Martinsville but distributed far and wide. This doctor, Joel Smithers, has been found guilty in federal court of 861 drug-related charges, including the prescriptions that led to the death of a woman in West Virginia.
Even so, David, there are still large amounts of opioids doing their damage locally.
In Martinsville and Henry County, the statistics are tough. They've had 34 people die of opioid overdoses in the last 3 years. It's something that they're working to overcome, like many communities that are have a lot of elderly people who used to work manual hard labor who now suffer from pain. These pills were put into the community with kind of what now looks like predictable results, highly addictive, and has led to all sorts of terrible consequences.
In Virginia, Martinsville was second only to Norton in the rate of opioid prescriptions over that six-year period. Our next story, David, is about a Virginia man with a new approach to an old way of doing things.
Yeah, this story is by Thomas Heath, a reporter with the Washington Post. Traveled down to the Shenandoah Valley and met a fellow named Corwin Heatwool, who grew up on a farm in the Shenandoah Valley, knew what it's like to raise poultry, and found that, like many of his neighbors, they didn't like having to take orders from the big chicken conglomerates.
The point there being that large companies place strict controls on the farms where they buy their chickens. Heatwool showed up with $5 million, which he spent to modernize an old processing plant, and he presented farmers with a different idea.
He has started a brand called Shenandoah Valley Organic, which trades under the name Farmer Focus. So he believes he's connecting these farmers who want to have a greater say in how they raise the birds with the growing organic foods movement, which is taking off across the country. He's building the capacity to meet, he thinks, a demand that will continue to grow. This is bringing an industrial scale to the organic farming practice.
Well, that's industrial, but David, the packaging will be personal.
It lists the name of the farmer, and there's a code that you can go online and see photos of the farmer and his chickens.
We should also note the company will produce 430 jobs in the Harrisonburg area. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.